Blog Talk Radio.
Illumination Station, and I'm Jacqueline. Aphrodite is out on an event tonight, so she is not going to be with us, but Arielle has volunteered to be with us and give her insights for the evening. So I'm sure she's going to have some interesting ones. Hi, Arielle.
Hello, Jacqueline. Hi.
How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm wonderful. It's a wonderful week to come together with you with the new moon coming up, so I'm looking forward to tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be great. We also have an interesting aspect in the sky, which is the rarest of the aspects. It's called a yod. What it technically is two in conjunctions or quincunxes and a sextile to the planets. And this yod that we have is what it actually, they call it in astrology, is the finger of God. Whatever it is pointing at is the direction of where God is pointing us to. And what we have is the sun in Scorpio, Jupiter in Virgo, and Uranus in Aries. And the Uranus in Aries is the finger of it all. What this means is because the sun in Scorpio is the transformative part of our soul that is going on at this point in time. And Jupiter brings us our benefits. But Uranus is the interesting one, and pointing to it, it brings it in unusual ways. And since it is in Aries, it brings us instantly in unusual ways these enlightenment and awakenments and these changes in our soul. It also, to me, is interesting that this new moon on November 11th, an interesting number for it to be on, is conjunct the sun and in Scorpio. So this week, not only are we transforming and changing our soul, we're transforming and changing our emotions. And that will play into this yod as the week goes on. What do you think about this new moon, Arielle?
Well, I think we're getting a good start for it. Here today, we're on the blue spectral storm guided by self-generation. And I tell you, what this means is we need to look at the energy generated by our words, our thoughts, our actions, and how our energy affects the chemistry of every situation. So by the time everything arrives on Wednesday, we go from blue spectral storm into a white magnetic wind. I wonder if that has something to do with the Aries you pointed out. That white magnetic wind will sweep you away.
I think it might.
You know, and the main thing about the white magnetic wind, if you're not paying attention, you're not going to be able to integrate mind, body, spirit. So it's a mind-body-spirit connection kind of day, and it's a portal day. So it's a major energy day on the Mayan calendar about making sure you're all lined up in line with your purpose and being in the flow. It's not a pushy kind of purpose thing. It's just trying to relax into that, you know, being your story with no demands, being free to speak your truth, and doing it in a gentle way, because we've already got the magnetic wind out there. So there you go.
I find that interesting because one of the things is that, right, it sits on the edge. It's on the outside edge of the orb of that full moon, and the sun in Scorpio conjunction sits Mercury in Scorpio. So when you start talking about the mind and the body and the spirit, it all goes back within that same thing. But sitting the mind on the edge of that cusp makes it to where your mind can actually work less intensely, to where it can just by faith, just by breathing it, feel the right direction to go and set its mind to it, because it doesn't have the intensity because it's not in close conjunction with it.
That's wonderful. I like to hear that. I'm going with the flow. Free-flowing energy of purpose, no demand.
Absolutely. And, you know, the beauty of it is again here, this is so to our benefit with the Jupiter aspect to it. The creation of the timing of this is just so beautiful, because there's your guardian angel, your benefactor. It's where we expand and grow. And it's through stretching that effort, the Virgonian energy, the work, the effort, and the purity of that, that is what's going to make it happen. So it doesn't have to be, because Mars isn't in there, it doesn't have to be the physical action at this moment. It has to be the intent and the direction. So it's more of the thought process and the communication process, and actually taking and seeing the positive results coming out of it at this time.
Yes, and we're feeling that renewal, that regeneration all at the same time here in the Westgate, the autumn, the fall, the time for transformation. I mean, it's never easy this time of year, you know, if you're looking at the things that we're letting go during the Westgate. You know, we're doing a big shift, but it's all good.
It is. It is all good, and it is. You know, this is a time of year for change. Fall, everything shifts. You know, you have the summer.
Oh, I know. And look at November 25th, the full moon, what's coming. You know, we're going to move into the yellow lunar warrior. And this is where we're guided by elegance. The elegance is the warrior's elegance. You know, we learn to see a warrior's strength is in how she responds to any given situation. So we're going to be blowing into that full moon, and it's just going to be a powerful month, I believe. It's going to be one of the best.
Oh, I so agree. You know, again, I so agree. The same thing, and it's so great how everything correlates together, because we move into that Sagittarius Sun along with that, giving us the power, giving us the movement, and really making that shift. We also put Mars into Libra at the end of the month, which brings that peaceful warrior situation, because everybody's actions are going to start to turn more towards finding that peace, finding that grounding that they need by standing their ground, by being the diplomat in the situation and coming to it with a peaceful place, not that warrior thing. So yeah, it's always great to see how, you know, no matter which part you look at as far as what the universe is giving us, it's all the same sign. It tells us the same things.
Right, I know. And it's not, and the question isn't if or whether we can channel the power of the spiritual warrior. It's how will we channel it? We have so many options. You know, that's
absolutely
the beauty of it. We don't have to ask,
absolutely,
well, can I? Of course I can. And these are my options, you know. Here I go.
It's a good thing. Well,
I know.
You know, our board is full. I guess we should stop chatting and go on and take some calls. What do you think?
Good idea.
Okay.
Let's go.
828, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. It's Danielle.
Hey,
hi,
Danielle, how are you?
I'm okay. How are you guys?
Great.
Good. So what is your question for us tonight?
Can you help me understand what's going on between me and my dad? I have his info.
Okay. What is his birth date?
3/13/1940.
And what time was he born?
12:36 p.m.
In what city?
Leadville, Colorado.
Can you spell that for me?
L-E-A-D-C.
Just like it sounds.
Yeah, L-E-A-D-V-I-L-L-E.
Correct. Just how it sounds. Okay. You want to give her some side area about what you think is going on with her father and her?
Well, in general, let's start with this. I've got three cards come up on that. His focus is somewhere else. He's not really seeing his way clear. He's got a lot of distractions, some conflict in there, but the universe is carrying him forward. He's not going to miss the boat. He is moving, and his focus will change. The next card that we have for him is the big transformation card, that there's a lot of information being downloaded for him to receive. He's getting most of that information in dreams. He'll be able to come forward and manifest. Once we accomplish a deeper learning, and we have to cross this bridge of forgiveness, there's a big kind of cover over this situation, and the forgiveness card means move forward with unconditional love, have no expectations. The universe is taking care of everything. There, you know, we may fight and kick, but we're on that route. We're on the road that we need to be on. Try to find, you know, the balance, the peace, the quiet of knowing that a good result awaits this whole transitional process, and that once you have no expectations, go with the flow, the forgiveness, holding no baggage, then the door opens. Everything's going to clear. What are you seeing, Jacqueline?
Well, and I've looked at all three charts to look at this to see really where the issue is. And Danielle, the issue is not as much with you, which is what I think Ariel was pointing out, that than it is with your father. This yod that's going through is going through his father image, his how he deals with his children, and how to express or communicate himself in a better way, okay? Your father is a very stubborn man. You do realize that?
Yeah.
Okay. For Pisces, Pisces are usually much more easygoing, but he is not as easygoing as the average Pisces is. And so sometimes he has to bullishly push his way through things. What I want to tell you is that he, you know, there is such a strong connection here between the two of you. Your Mars in Gemini is in your 10th house of your father. So your relationship with your father is going to be an on-again, off-again relationship, okay? Know that the love does not shift or change, but that sometimes he's here to teach you what to do and sometimes he's here to teach you what not to do. And it's your point that you have to look at when you need to be around him and when you need to not be around him. And I'm just going to suggest this is a little intense of a time for him. And he, you know, with patience, if you backed off with patience, he would shift on his own. Silence sometimes works better, is what I'm going to tell you. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask an astrological question?
Sure.
When, say, two people that are in a relationship, like you said, you do the chart that's with the midheaven, and then there's a different kind of chart that where you use the two people's ascendants, right?
Yes, there's several different composite charts. Those are called composites.
What is that? What's the name of the composite? What kind of chart is the composite where you use the ascendants? What's the name of that chart?
It'll just say ASC. It just is ASC.
ASC, like in the...
Yeah, like in ascendant, they use ASC chart or sunrise chart.
Okay, because on that, does the astro.com not have that kind of chart on there?
I don't
know.
I think astrology.com does. I don't know that astro.com does give free charts on that.
Okay, because
so
they give the
that
Davidson
would be
chart.
A variable to them. Sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. If you want, either Aphrodite or I can get you a composite chart with no problem. Just give either one of us a call, and we'll email you with a composite chart. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I think I have a composite chart with me and my dad, possibly, but I wanted to do, like, other charts on my own, but I don't have, like, a good computer. I was going to buy Pegasus for $100, but I was just wanting to, but I'll try astrology.com.
Yeah, I think astrology.com does have the ascending composite. I don't know that Astro would have that. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Ready for the next one?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
561, you're on the air.
Hi, Jackie. This is Lena. How are you?
Oh, hey, Lena. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
Hi,
well.
Lena.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm just going through I'm going through a huge transition in my life, and I've been living in a car for 18 months. And I am still looking for a job. Today I made a decision that I think I'm going to move further north to West Palm Beach.
Good.
Where there might be more opportunities. I think we spoke about this 2 years ago, but I was stubborn and didn't want to leave. And then I have that guy around me that's still around me, that's still annoying me. So I just, that's Sagittarius, which is weird because Saturn is Sagittarius, and he's doing some crazy things to try and get my attention.
Okay.
So see about
well, the
my...
first thing I do want to say, and again here, the first thing I do want to say is I think it's so such a divine. I would do it this week, okay? Because the yod that I was talking about earlier, it goes from your fourth house, your home, to your fifth house of creativity, to your tenth house of career. Okay, and that finger is pointing right at your career, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what that means is that this is a perfect time to relocate for your work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do feel that if you get out there this week, that you will
mm-hmm.
find a new beginning there. And I am so encouraged, and I'm so glad that you finally, after all this time, I know that it's difficult, but your opportunities are so much better in
yeah.
West Palm Beach, okay? And you'll have a much better chance in West Palm Beach than where you were. And I think that's part of what's been holding you back. So this is the week to do it. What do you think, Ariel?
Oh, yes, it's the new moon, and that's when we want to state our intention and move forward. That's when the universe is conspiring on our behalf to make it happen. So the 2 8s come up for you, and as Jacqueline's saying, new beginning. Those 2 8s, eight in this sense means new beginning, total success. You've got 2 8s here. So Tuesday, Wednesday, those are going to be the power days for you. Anything you can do this week, this is the week to move, and it's looking really good. It says you've had a lot of draining energy around you lately. People just don't want to do the work. They don't, you know, they're not taking their path, their growth seriously, and going downstream in a sinking boat quickly. So now's a good time for you to move on because all your cards are positive. So that's
oh,
great.
So you're telling were you talking about that guy Steve? He's going down the drain.
Well, it says that you know when people aren't doing the work, and the symbol here is I'm just going to just paddle along. I'm not even going to fix anything if it breaks. I'm not going to put any effort because I'm living in this this dream world, this delusion. Mm-hmm. I'm not really in touch with anything, and it manifests more like a vampire energy that's just draining you. It's draining your emotions, it's draining your attention, that kind of thing.
Yeah, he's been sending his friends to harass me, to talk me into going out with him. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my life, you know. I mean, I just don't know what's wrong with him. I know he's got Saturn in his sign for the next 2 years, but the man isn't learning. He's not learning his lessons. He's doing everything wrong.
Well, his energy and the spread that I have is completely opposite from your energy. Your energy is full of intuition. You understand a different road. You're going down a different road. You've turned around and listened to a higher calling. And meanwhile, you know, that energy, you know, it's almost what'll happen in any situation like this is you become stronger and you see your purpose and your clarity is right on. And the new moon is coming up, and you have all this supporting your life and your purpose. You know, these other little vampire energies will come in, or these distractions, and he may send not just one or two people. He may send a whole army, anything to distract you, but don't go there.
Yeah.
Because everything is good for you, you know. Move on, and boy, I'm glad that you know it is a week for a new moon. Because I tell you, after all that energy, after the last full moon, we're done with that. You know, we are moving forward now.
Mhm. Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Good
luck.
Good
luck, and keep in touch, and let us know how it goes. But look this week for that job.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. All right. She's
all
such
right.
A sweet girl.
That's great. That is great.
Yeah. That is. That's, you know, when you see something like that where it's just setting her up divinely, and she's been fighting that force for a little while, and finally she's giving in. So that's just such a joy and a victory to hear.
Oh, yes. Perfect timing.
Okay. Are you ready for the next one?
Yes.
Okay. Another 561. You're on the air.
Hi, Jacqueline. Cindy.
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Well, I just have a question.
Okay.
A friend of mine's one-bedroom condo just came up, and it's a $500, same as mine, and it's on the first floor. Is it something that I should think about?
It's still in Century Village.
Yes.
Why do you feel you want to stay in Century Village?
I do have friends here, and I do have projects here.
I have to be honest with you that, again, we talked about before that this is the time for you to move, okay? And
right.
I do feel that this I think there's something better out there is what I'm trying to say. Okay, and I think
okay.
by moving to this one, you may miss another one, another
well,
opportunity.
Well, you know, I'm seeing the same thing, Jacqueline. It's amazing because there's all kind of energies around that situation that are just saying, no, discomfort, uncomfortable situation, difficult people around, all kinds of things coming up surrounding that. So I would say good idea. Something is better. Something better will come.
I understand.
I know, and I so understand that the stability and security is there, but it's being ripped apart piece by piece by piece by piece. Okay.
Okay.
So, you can stay there, but it's only going to go one direction. And I think if you move, that you'd just move again.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I, a special note on that, because, you know, there's this energy that is apt to take advantage of you, that you have aided and you have helped, you've reached out to maybe several times, and something very nosy, something intrusive, some kind of energy that you really don't want around. You know, it's that kind of take advantage of you kind of energy. So I don't know how far down the road you're looking at, if you're looking at maybe the first of the year, but I would say by the first of the year things are looking a lot better.
Boy, do I like that, because I was asked to return to the place that had fired me. So that's really good feedback.
That's a good thing.
Yay. So good. You felt it too, see?
Just really, you know, stay put until you find the right one. Okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I want to listen. Jacqueline,
I'll put you back on hold.
Thank you.
There you go. Have a good night. Okay, you ready for the next one?
Oh, I am. Let's go.
415,
what a great
you're
group.
On the air.
Hi.
Hey.
Howdy.
Hi. Hello. And who are we talking to?
This is Jamie.
Hey,
hi,
Jamie. How are you?
Hi. Well, I'm hanging in there, I guess.
You're from Madison, Ohio?
yeah. Oh, you remember me.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, I really don't know what to ask. I feel so kind of lost, and I don't know what's going on right now, and hope maybe you guys can give me a little bit of insight about, you know, what you might see coming. And my birth date is 4/3/1984.
I got it. 7:10 p.m.
Oh, it's not in there. Yeah, cool. Okay.
I can so understand why you say you feel lost. Okay. Because Mars is transiting through your 12th house. And with that, it makes you go introspective, okay?
Oh,
and it makes
I'm
you
already
have
really
to go.
Introspective.
Well, it makes you really have to go in to make more decisions of what you really want, and this yod really puts it out to where it looks. It's making you look within also your personal values and beliefs, making some strong foundational this week, especially making some strong choices as far as what you really want in your life. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you, what do you want when you grow up?
Help people heal. That's like the biggest thing. I just really want to help people feel more whole within themselves, to really feel connected to their, like, purest, most authentic selves. And honestly, that's, like, all I've ever wanted in my entire life, and that's through every experience. I've noticed that there's a desire, an intention for this experience to have that exact effect. And I tend to bring up people's most difficult issues I've noticed, and I guess that's with the Pluto in the first house, but I don't know. And like, honestly, I have a yod in my chart. I have a yod with, you know, like it was a Chiron, Neptune, and Pluto, so
yes,
that makes
do.
Sense that I want to heal people.
Yes, you do. And this yod is dead on your sun. That finger is pointing straight on your soul. Okay? So it's an intense time for you. But
it is
bringing you back to your root of saying, no, this is what I'm going to do. This is what I need to do. It's making you not doubt yourself in this process. Unusual things are going to be happening here. You need to just go with the faith that you're in the right direction. What do you think, Ariel?
Wow, he has so much going on. Now,
yeah,
you know, when we look at the current situation, it is moving. There's change coming. It says the time is over for you to be alone and wandering. That is it. The universe says now we're moving into this leadership role. It says you have a long life ahead. You're a leader. You're not a follower. You have the clay to mold. You have a lot of wisdom, nature, you know, earth, fire, water, air, the pure things, the healing herbs, the healing plants. It says, you know, your life is going to be full of travel. Just, you know, open your mind to your dream. It says also you haven't even begun to bring out all your gifts. You have all these hidden gifts in this basket. Like the baby Moses, you know, you're a miracle waiting to just grow. And so what happens is it shows you the healer tapping that, the depth of that ancient wisdom. You know, when you say yod, I think of three. And with this card, it makes me think of three again. It's the pyramid energy that you have here.
Correct.
The ancient wisdom of Egypt. I mean, all this is coming up for you, like, major work done in a past life in Egypt. You use music for healing here. It says you have like this incredible music ability, the music of the spheres, the music of the stars. You also have the six-pointed star, which is the bridge between heaven and earth. That means you are that bridge. You know, you're helping connect others in your work to that bridge so they can channel that information, open themselves to that healing. You know, you have a lot of beautiful water energy to use in healing too, so you've got both fire and water energy. The water, you know, is any way that you can see to use that in your healing work. It shows you that the best place for you to live is close to nature, in a garden or a forest, a farm, or near the sea, an island, somewhere that's a sunny, warm place, because you do a lot of channeling with the light and the waves and that kind of thing. But, you know, it says be particularly careful now who you select to be in your entourage, you know, who you're going to work with. Be very careful. Sit quietly. Read those energies moving around you. Look at what people's motivations are. What do they want from you? What are their expectations? What is their agenda? You know, most likely, most of them are going to have a different agenda than you do. So don't sell yourself short. Stick by your purpose, because you have a full basket to start bringing forward. A lot of good work to do.
Wow. I was going to say, I just forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, because I'm going to Ohio, actually, Tuesday morning. So that's another powerful thing. And I think I realized that the North Node's conjunction my Chiron, and I think I'm moving more towards my North Node now, because I've moved over like 40 times in my life already, and I'm only 31 years old. And, you know, I've sat on the South Node, so there's, yeah.
Yes, you do.
But I also have Uranus conjunction that, and I'm starting to value the things I brought here. But I'm realizing that there's a difference between my gifts and my ego, because it's like this. I could be, like, really insightful, but then part of my ego steps and says, oh, I'm right. But then I realize that, wait, that's my ego saying that I'm right. And then there's this habit I have where I don't want to listen to people, and but I'm realizing that, and I'm surrendering.
Good. That Mercury in Taurus sometimes screws you
it's
up.
Over.
It really does. You know, you get, you know, that Mercury in Taurus is a little stubborn of an energy, you know. So you're
yeah.
moving in the right direction. And, you know,
yeah.
with that north node in Gemini in your eighth house, again, that transformative, you were such a magician. You have Mars in Scorpio, you have Saturn in Scorpio, you have Pluto in Scorpio, and then you turn around and your nodes, you know, with the north node being in Gemini, in your eighth house, again, this magician quality, you just have to stay within that, you know, and the ego is always the hardest thing to fight, you know, but it is what,
mm-hmm.
you know, here again,
well.
And I think this trip really is going to be beneficial to you because of the aspects to that north node. I think you're going to really find more inspiration by going home at this point in time than what you
mm-hmm.
have. You
mm-hmm.
are the traveler,
right.
okay? Your home is
yep.
everywhere. I understand that. So don't worry about the traveling thing. You've got much more ahead of you.
Well, that was really, really sweet of you guys, and I really, really appreciate it all. And,
well, good luck,
thank
and let
you
us know how it goes.
Very much.
Good luck, and
oh,
thanks for calling. Thanks.
Enjoy Madison. I know where it is.
Okay.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Madison is right next to where I go up to Ohio, so that's one of the reasons why I have such a strong affection for him is because that's a great area up there. It's beautiful.
Powerhouse
yeah.
with those sacred mounds and everything. Oh, my gosh, so many wonderful places.
Okay. You want to do the next one?
Okay. Do we have someone? Are we ready?
We have
Let's
plenty.
Go.
We're ready. Let's go. 951, we're on the air.
Hello, it's Nathaniel from California.
Hey, Nathaniel.
Hello.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So did you have a question for us tonight?
Can I get more of a general message or can you do that?
Is that what you'd like?
Sure.
Oh, I know who you are. I pull up your chart. Oh, I know who you are. Oh, this is a great little psychic dude.
Oh, wonderful.
You want to start off, Ariel?
This is interesting. A lot of balance information is coming up right now. Balance. The dance of the universe in balance. The number seven, money in the balance of your work, the balance of your energy, how you're spending the day, the not wasting time on like the little weights and measures, but standing in the big balance of the bridge that you've built to get where you are. Because now you have to really pay attention because it's instant karma time. You got this boomerang flowing through the air, and it gives you the power to catch it and throw it and choose the direction. But it's saying be very careful with the power, the sensitivity, the sensations that are natural to you. And then it shows you holding the staff of power and the staff of fire with a lot of help and guides around you. In general, if you have something specific, please ask.
I'm really wanting to move location. This area I'm in doesn't offer so much.
Okay.
And I think, you know, in this process, I do think that you are looking to move in a different direction at this point in time. This yod is still in your fourth house of your home. okay? And it's right at that tail end, so it's pushing you out of it with this transformation and change as we were talking about with the full moon. I think you're really going to want to move then. Once Wednesday comes along, I think it's really going to motivate you and push you there for your work, because Jupiter is in conjunction with your natal Jupiter, but it's going to hear in the next couple of months transit over it. And at that point in time, and I think that's what Ariel was talking about as far as the balance is concerned, at that point in time, you're going to be skyrocketing in your work. You're going to be shooting your work off even stronger, okay? Your creative levels are going to be flowing like you wouldn't believe. But you have to have a balance to that. It's one thing at a time and keeping it simple for you. Let's take the move, let's take your work, and put them into the right balance. Okay, don't overemphasize one over the other, is what I'm trying
right,
to say.
It says you've been trying to juggle a lot, okay, and put the priorities at the top. It says the universe is carrying you in a better direction. You're going to be moving. You're going to the top. It shows you moving to the top. You're not looking down. So, but you're balancing all the way. You're putting the weight equally on either leg. You're not having to just fight with trying to please everybody at the same time. And if that's one of the issues that come into your day-to-day, realize you're never going to be able to please everybody all at once. You just keep your eye on the journey and your balance, because you know what it takes to get it done.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes. Once you move, let us know. Okay?
Yes.
Thank
good
you.
Luck.
Bye-bye.
Have a good night. Okay, how about we move on to the next one? We still have quite a few on here. We're not going to get through everybody that's
Ooh.
On the board. It's amazing how many people have called.
Okay, well, I'll try
thank
to talk
you all.
Faster. Go ahead.
It's okay. Don't worry about that. It will get to them when we do. Okay. 202, you're on the air.
Hi.
202, are you there?
Hello. Yes,
hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, and who are we speaking
Kay.
To?
This is Kay. How are you doing?
Hi,
good, Kay. Have you called in before?
I think you guys have my information. Yeah, I think so. I think you should have my info.
March 5th, 1980?
If not, I can give it to you again. Mm-hmm.
Philadelphia, PA?
Yes, ma'am. 1:29 a.m.
I've got you.
Ooh, I
so
love
what was your question
birds.
For us
That's
tonight?
Great.
You know, I was just curious as to, I guess peers, friendships, things like that. I feel as though I've kind of outgrown my group of friends. And, I don't know, I just feel like I don't really have any friends at the moment. And I'm wondering what you see when it comes to that. Or anything else pertinent that comes up.
Well, and I do see, I understand, because right now Mars is conjunct your Saturn in your third house of your neighborhood, friends in close proximity, that type of thing. And this yod is in your, going from your third house as well to your fifth. So it looks like you're not being nurtured by the friendships that are around you. What I am mm-hmm. going to say is when one door closes, another opens, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we move away from people and we move on to other things. And I think you're in one mm-hmm. of those transformative situations to where you're moving past or beyond. You've learned your lesson. You've learned what the information they've needed to present you with, and you're moving on to a higher situation or a higher power. You are mm-hmm. extremely intelligent, and you have this expandable knowledge you have to have so many different facets in your life. You're kind of like a chameleon. that staying in one spot for a long period of time doesn't work well for you. And so here again, what I would suggest with this is let them fade away at this point in time. It does not mean they're going to go away forever. But at this point in time, it's not what's serving you. It's serving you to go out and look at new adventures and new things to stimulate your mind. And so that's really where you should be focusing on. Not that you're losing them completely, but that you're moving into a different realm, and they may come back and visit you, and they may come back again some other day, but it's not today. What do you think, Ariel?
Well, it looks like you are really going off the clock here, okay? You're not an in-the-box kind of person, and I guess you're feeling that more now approaching the new moon, because it is going to be an opportunity to take that leap. What I'm seeing is you stepping off your, you know, the 9-to-5 kind of clock. You know, you're not the kind of person that will punch a time clock anymore. You're living in the big universe. You're living in big time. Okay, you're not going to limit your vision and limit your perception and get closed down. This is a great gift, because that means you're able to see beyond what other people can see. The friendships may feel a little awkward and strange and distant.
Yeah.
Well, that's because you're moving into the bigger picture here, and it shows that you know, people just aren't hearing what you have to say, and there's no way you can explain it to them. So, you know, don't waste your breath and just put your energy into this journey that you're on, which is a beautiful journey that the universe has taken you across this great abyss. And it shows that you have all the faith in the world, nothing holding you back. And so many people limit what they can do and see because of fear. You know, we remember that fear is the great limiting power, and you don't have that here. You have this beautiful room filled with light in this one instance where you can download. You have a book to write. You have a story to tell. You have an adventure to go on. And it shows you're a healer, and you have the power of six. You know, you have that power, that bridge. So, and it says you're also getting a lot of messages from ancestor on your maternal side who's passed on. So, you know, listen to those messages. Listen to that intuition.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Good
luck.
Blessed.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
All right. Talk to you later. Good luck.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Such a sweet girl.
Oh, my gosh. Good for her. She's got courage. I love that. You know,
yeah,
you can't help it. Look at all that energy. It's like, yeah, here I am. I love it.
She is a robust energy. Okay, let's go on to the next one. 917, you're on the air.
Well, hello, ladies. I'm so glad I got through. This is Ellen from New York. We've spoken from before. I'm pretty sure you know about my...
Hi, Ellen.
Hi. And I think
welcome.
You have my... Thank you. Do you think you can find my information, or do you need me to give it?
Are you May 26, 1956?
You found it.
Okay, good. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Regarding the yod and what influence it might have on me, or if you pick up anything, any general information.
Okay. Are you involved in a relationship?
No. I'd like to be.
Okay. Then if you dream him, he will come.
Okay.
Okay. I don't mean to be so direct, but this yod is an interesting yod. It goes from your house of one-to-one relationships, marriage and partnerships, to your own personal values and beliefs, and up to your dream time, where calling or your intuitiveness, and Jupiter is the one in that intuitiveness right now. And so it's really, this week is a great energy to really focus on what you want in your love life and focus in that direction, because what can manifest out of this is an incredible individual. So especially on Wednesday with this new moon, I would like to see you being in meditation or doing something like this to really call out to them. At the very least, and this is what I suggest to a lot of people, is right before you go to bed, and I would do this on a nightly basis for a while, sit with yourself and really focus your intention on, I really want to see the individual that is the love of my life that's going to come into my life. And do that right before you go to sleep every night. And really put that intention out there, because it can really call that individual into your life at this time. What do you think, Ariel?
Well, it's interesting because there's an important friend that comes up. And I do have a soulmate on the horizon here. And it's, this relationship starts as a great friendship across the miles, and then you come to a beautiful meeting place, a remembering, perhaps you were together before. That the thing that's kind of clouding the way to that is that there's going to be this energy that comes relatively soon, and be careful. You know, if something looks too good, don't buy into it. There is this relationship card coming up here where somebody's going to try to wine and dine you to the hilt kind of thing. And, you know, big red curtain here, big red flag. So I'm sure you're going to be very discerning, because it shows that that is one of your greatest abilities, to read energies of people, knowing what is the pearl and what's not the pearl kind of thing. Yes, dream that person, envision that person, because it shows you giving birth to all your dreams.
Wow, I think I hit the jackpot with this reading.
I love it myself. It is wonderful. Good for you.
Well, go ahead and do it. Move forward to it and give us a call. Get their
right
birth time, place, and date and give us a call. Okay?
We'll do. Yeah, and
okay.
Actually, Wednesday is perfect for me because I'm off work. I can actually do that meditation you mentioned. So thank you so much, ladies.
Oh, perfect.
Thank you.
Good luck. Bye-bye. What an interesting time.
Oh, my goodness,
okay.
Isn't it?
How about we take the next one? This is it's an interesting number. It's a 111 number. We don't know whether it's Skype or whatever it is, but it doesn't come up with the exact phone number. So, 111, you're on the air.
Happy birthday to me, Jackie.
Oh, hey! Happy birthday. How
happy
are you?
Birthday.
We were talking about you. Probably about 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Wondering, how are you?
I'm celebrating my birthday today. That's how I am.
Aww.
I'm hoping for good new things. I have not pressed one because I haven't wanted, you know, to inconvenience anyone. But thank you for taking the call.
Oh, hey, you're here. That's a good thing.
Oh, I'm so glad you got on for your birthday. That's perfect.
My mind went blank, and so I can't think of your name, even though I can see your face standing right in front of me at my office. But
exactly. My name is Diana.
Yeah, that's, you know, I should remember, you know, that's just crazy that I wouldn't remember that. It went in my head, And, yeah, we were talking about you about 2 weeks ago.
Is there some good news?
Well, I'm going to take a look at your solar return now. If you want to go ahead, Ariel, that would be fine. But I want to take a look at your solar return. You're down in Miami right now?
Yes, I'm up not where I used to live, somewhere else. I'm closer to Aventura. But I'm thinking
okay.
of leaving.
Okay.
And
we're
going to
see
west.
If you
want.
Well, that comes up, you know, the a journey, a beautiful journey, and the message is don't argue with yourself. Everything's going to come out fine. You deserve this journey. Just pick up and go. And it's like everything along the path that you need is waiting for you, and you'll find it along the way. It's saying that you are very connected to your intuition. It's time to be playful and joyful, be childlike again, and just go out and rediscover the world with childish eyes. And it just shows that you're just full of joy, and you know you know that life is short and it's going to be good, you know, for all of us. But you know you're not worried about a lot of baggage. That's a beautiful thing, and you're not carrying a lot of baggage or preconceived ideas and notions or worries or fears. So good for you.
You got an angel's name, Ariel.
Yes.
My only concern is will I have the funds to do this? Because
yes, you will.
Okay. It just hit me at 1 o'clock this afternoon. I spoke to someone, a friend, who moved out to Nevada, a place I never thought of before.
Mm. Well, and what I am going to say is that I do like you making a move, but make it with caution because Saturn is in your fourth house of your home. And so make it with caution about that. Don't move hastily on that process. Okay, the right move is going to be right in front of you. One of the beautiful things about this year in your solar return is that you've got Jupiter in your second house of personal finances, which means
yeah.
that they're going to expand and grow. Okay?
Wonderful.
It's a great thing, and it is. And I am saying, I'm not saying that Florida is going to be the place because this yod that you're going to have all year long, okay, goes to your ninth house of long-distance travel. So it is that you will ultimately move away from this area. But make sure that you double-check it first is all I'm saying. Don't move in haste. Your work is going to be fine. Again here, the opportunities are going to start to open up. You've got Jupiter, Mars, part of Fortune, North Node, and Venus in Virgo, and Virgo's making you work. So it's going to make you do the work that you do this year and really financially benefit from it because it's in your second house again. So it's a matter of keeping on working and looking at the right location for you, okay? It may be amazing of what shows up this year, but this is a good year for you, Deanna.
May I call you as soon as I can?
I won't be available this evening. I have more to do this evening, but do give me a call anytime.
Okay, great. And the yacht is working okay with me, right? The one that is everybody's worried about?
I'm sorry?
You mentioned in the show that there's a yod, an important one, right now. It's
right.
starting to work. Okay. Okay.
It's working for you. It's definitely working for you. Okay?
Thank you so much, and thanks for taking my call. I have been,
oh,
you
thank
know,
you
always
for calling.
Happy birthday.
Thank
okay.
you, my dear.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're almost out of time, Ariel. You want to give out your phone number so that if anybody wants to get a hold of you, they can?
772-260-2887.
All right. Anybody can call me at 772-286-2720. And if anybody would like to speak to Aphrodite, they can give her a call at 540-410-0110. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Good night.
Enjoy this new moon. Good night. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel.
Thank you, Jacqueline.